Wildy and Tausch.
Jason, I have to apologize, too. The time management I give you a ton of grief about. We were no better when you were gone. Matter of fact, there's one day we were worse. Okay. And I'm starting to wonder if it's not Jesse related.
It's really
because
weird.
Because there's one common denominator on this whole deal. When I'm gone, is your time management better?
Yes.
But like by a lot?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Significant.
Right. So we found
the perpetrator.
The crux of the problem.
Yeah. Speaking of the crux of the problem, it sounds like you might be the crux of the problem on this volleyball, football contest debates. That's occurring.
No, so I just had a discussion with Anna.
Did she spike it on you?
No, she's all in, and we're going to do this. It's going to be probably at James Madison Park because you want to do it on sand, easier on the joints. So I put Maddie, our social media queen, on it. She is going to organize, effort, fundraise, and get all of this done probably within
signed.
A month because you don't want to be doing it when volleyball season and football season. It's got to be done in July. So I don't know how you're going to get that done, Matt, but she's on it.
You think Kelly Sheffield and Luke Fickell are going to sign off on a pre-training camp
probably
exhibition
not.
Volleyball match?
Probably not. I think realistically we probably need to look at doing this in May of next year. But that's what I think we should start thinking
takes about. People a while to pull together your ideas after you suggest the idea and then do no.
And the thing is, I can't really put – because, Jesse, you're right. We need – American Family Insurance to make sure everybody is insured carefully because you're talking about some very valuable folks playing. We don't want anything. So that's why I'm gonna steer clear of this. I'm putting this all on somebody.
Steer clear of it after coming up with the idea. All right. Yeah. So speaking of things that I had steered clear of and quite frankly was not paying close enough attention to, Mike Florio. Give him credit. I know he's not a huge favorite on our program. But this kind of turned into a big deal. The NFL losing an antitrust lawsuit. Billions and billions of dollars being levied against them over the Sunday ticket. Mm-hmm. Tausch, what am I supposed to make of this? And
I don't
what
know.
Do you think it means?
I mean, I think for the consumer... I think this is going to end up being a good thing because the bottom line, and again, I've only watched clips of people analyzing the jury verdict, is they're charging way too much money. Mm-hmm. And people didn't get the access that they, if they wanted a team. If you're in Pittsburgh and you're a Bears fan, you want to watch the Bears. There wasn't an option of just saying, I just want Bears games. And pay $40. Instead, you're paying $500 for the direct ticket, and that's where the consumers got in, and they won the case. Do I think this is going to hold up over 50 appeals, and the NFL just going to keep fighting? I don't know, but I do know the only way to get the NFL to change things is with lawsuits. The concussion settlement, that wasn't because the NFL was just we really want to take her. It's because they had monstrous amounts of liabilities. This can get up to and treble. I don't know why they don't just say triple, but they say treble. Treble
rock and
verdict.
Rock and treble.
Triple. So $4.5 billion turns into $12 or $13 billion when it trebles. And $13 billion is a big number even for the NFL. Now, not gonna bankrupt them. But they do not want to be in that business. So I think when I'm complaining about the streaming and this, the NFL has to understand that there's only so far you can push before people will push back. This seems to have been the case, and we'll see how it shakes out. There's going to be 100 appeals. I don't think there's going to be, I had a direct ticket. I'm going to get $50 in the mail. Not going to be that easy. It's going to be a process, but the NFL was stung, I think, with something they didn't expect, and it was a very big number that is coming down the pipe.
Well, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. Trouble, trouble, trouble. Hey, let's play it safe here in case you have guests coming that you have not yet spotted. Tell us a little about Pella again so we're in position if Hunter will.
Okay, well, you got these windows. You got the red lights flashing. If you have an older home and you need new windows, well, the way they did things a while ago, different than today. Their team of experts can customize windows and doors that will match architecture from any era. Doesn't matter what kind of home you live in. Order today from Pella. You get 0% interest for up to 36 months. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends June 30th. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
More from Squat Fest live at Camp Randall Stadium. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I think he's a better bowler than Jesse.
I don't know. I got to ask Hunter. You know, look, Hunter Wohler joins us. And look, Hunter, you're a first-team All-Big Ten player. You're one of the rising stars in all of college football. We can't wait for what you're going to do this season. But you got to tell us, what's it like growing up in the town that Jesse Nelson is from? I mean, did you hear the stories of his bowling greatness and his work on the tuba, all the things that he accomplished?
He's not
at
a tuba
Muskego
guy.
At Muskego High
School, he played the oboe.
What did you play?
I think
Jesse?
I'm going to need a little bit of a refresher on the stories. I think.
Jesse, do you have anything you got to share with Hunter?
As
you
know,
your Muskego lore that you think is bigger and better than what Hunter's been able to accomplish?
Hunter accomplished far more at Muskego High School than I ever did, and he's going to accomplish far more representing Muskego High School than
somebody,
I ever have.
Somebody swallowed a humble pill.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, what's
all we needed was Hunter.
Yeah, Hunter Wohler. All we need is Hunter to join, and all of a sudden Jesse shells up like we assume. All right, Hunter, you have been one of the leaders of this group, and this is a big day in the program. What was it like? How did you do in your second Squat Fest of your career?
It's a lot of fun. Squat Fest, we just come in. The boys come in here and just we get lit. Like, it's you come in, you lift a bunch of weight, you go wild, you paint your face, and the boys are just going crazy. So it's a great way to wrap up the summer. We haven't had a hell of a summer. So to end on this note and to go out with a bang and all the boys just getting crazy, that's how you got it.
So the face paint, I understand it when it's sunny out. Is it just you're in the trenches? What's the?
Yeah, it's war paint.
Okay,
it's war paint. We're going to war in there. We got to put a lot of weight on our back. So get ready to go to war.
So how excited are you? You know, obviously last year you had a great season. The team not quite what I think everybody hoped, but there's it was a new year, and then you have decisions to make because your goal is to be an NFL football player. And you decided to come back. What went into that decision making for you?
I think since I've been here, we've been, underwhelming. My first 3 years, we have, the last 2 years, we barely made a bowl game.
Yep.
We had, an underwhelming season, and I didn't want to go out that way. I grew up watching Wisconsin, and they were going to Rose Bowls and going to Big Ten championships games, and we haven't even, sniffed that yet. So I couldn't leave on that note. And there's a lot of boys here that feel the same way. A lot of boys that have a lot of goals that want to be great. And so this year's the year to do that. We got guys that want to fight, that want to be dogs, that want to, get to the next level. And by doing that, we have to have a heck of a year. And I think we can. We got the dudes to do it. It just comes down to now putting it on the field.
Yeah, and Luke joined us a little bit earlier, and he said, you're the leader, one of the leaders of this team, and leadership is hard. And it's not always, you want to have fun with the boys. You're getting out here. But how, I guess, from your standpoint, have you evolved as a leader? Because now you are, there's no doubt about it, and when you have to say something to somebody, it's easy for you? Or how, I guess, just kind of take us through your evolution as a leader.
I think I've always been a quiet leader. Just, or especially early here, mind my own business and just put my head down and work. I think that's the best way to get recognized, I think. Some of the best leaders, it's not by what they say.
Mm-hmm.
You can say all you want, and unless you back it up, it doesn't mean anything. So I think that's how it came in. That's how I was even at the start of last year. And, things get rough, and people need to say something. And there comes a point where, even the quiet guys have to talk. And so I think that's, where I've been forced to evolve in a way. Not even forced, but wanted
grown.
To, needed
grown
to, yeah, it is, it's growth. And so to be able to call guys out and, your question about how is that, it's awkward. It's always awkward.
Mm-hmm.
It's never easy to call a teammate out and tell them they're not working hard enough and they need to pick it up. But it's necessary because a coach can say all they want, but, half the time it's in one ear, out the other. So when you get one of your teammates, one of your brothers in your ear about it, it hits a little deeper. So if we can do that, and like we have been doing, the team's going to be really good.
Hunter, you're right. That is important, but it also is the tougher part, right? It's easy to be a leader when everything's going great and you're just you-rah-rah and getting all the guys excited. It's another one you have to have those tough conversations, and we know you did that last season, and I respect the hell out of you for doing that. I am curious, though. You just said it, and this is so refreshing because you are unfailingly honest. When you say that you guys have had underwhelming seasons, most players don't admit that, right? You find a way to talk around it, and we're the ones on the radio that are saying, boy, the Badgers have had some underwhelming seasons. But when it comes from a guy who's on the team, that carries a lot more weight. So what are you guys doing to change that narrative? Because I know you're not just about talk, you're about action.
I think it's the urgency. I think it comes down to dudes that are willing to work, and it comes down to leadership. You know, like we talked about, it's guys need to call each other out and need to be honest and straight up, because otherwise we're going to, you know, go backwards. And the only way to move this forward is to, like I said, have that leadership and have the guys that come in here and work. And when you're, you know, Coach Brady says it all the time, when your best workers are your best leaders, it makes it a lot easier to follow and for those guys to lead the team. So this year it just comes in with a different sense of urgency, a different mindset. And we all, you know, after last season, we all knew it was not good enough. You know, we all knew it, we expected more. Coach Brady, Coach Fick, all the coaches expect more. And so coming into this year, we know the goals, we know what we have to do, and now it's just time to execute it.
Hunter, the other thing about this is, though, that we all, you know, Jesse, who we tease a lot, but he obviously knows what a player you are. Tausch and I obviously know that. Badgers fans now know you. And one of the challenges of college football these days is that there's going to be a lot of guys, or at least on your team, some guys that we're not familiar with because of the transfer portal that are going to be playing key roles for you. How do you as a team leader welcome those new guys in, figure out ways to kind of weave them into the fabric of your team? Because it is a different dynamic than what most of us remember about college football, where you're a guy who comes from Muskego and plays 4 years and grows throughout the whole time. You're kind of an exception. And that's why you're probably one of the biggest leaders on this team.
I think we've been very blessed at Wisconsin to have the culture that we have. You know, even with the coaching change, the guys here know what it takes and know, you know, how to lead and what we need to do to be great. And so when the transfers and the young guys come in, they have to fall in line pretty quick. Otherwise, they're going to feel and look out of place. You know, they're not going to be having fun, they're not going to be dancing, they're not going to be getting rowdy during squat fest. So you learn real quick as a transfer or an incoming freshman that you learn what the culture is, you learn what's expected of you, and if you don't do that, you're not going to fit and you're not going to play here. I mean, that's, at the end of the day, that's just what it is. And I give, you know, Coach Fick and a lot of the other coaches credit for bringing the guys in that they have, because they fit really well. You know, there hasn't been any issues with, you know, guys falling out of line, guys not doing what they're supposed to be doing, and guys not working. Then, you know, we brought in a lot of studs, a lot of hard workers, a lot of dudes that are, you know, going to be very impactful for us on Saturdays, and we'll need them, and I can't wait to watch them ball out.
Well, you do have a lot of dudes, and you got a lot of dudes on defense. Talk to us about what we should expect from your unit specifically, that defense this season, as I know you guys have high expectations as a group.
I think playing fast is the number one thing that, you know, I expect, and Coach Tress and all the other coaches expect. You know, we come out there, we play fast, we don't think, and we just go knock heads. That's, you know, that's what we have to do. We have to be more physical than the other team. And defense, at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. There's no magic call to stop an offense, to stop, you know, USC, to stop Oregon, Penn State, like all those guys. There's no magic call. If we just go out there and we play fast and we play hard and we play physical and violent, I mean, we'll take care of it, and the final score will show, you know, the outcome and the physicality that we play with.
All right, Hunter, last question for me. So when I was a student at UW, it was long before the NIL era. So I would walk by the university bookstore, and there would be jerseys in there with guys' numbers that were very prominent numbers. Not Tausch's number 68, by the way. That was never in the window at the university bookstore. But for many others. Now, I'm guessing if you're a Badgers fan, there's a lot of people that want to buy a number 24 jersey. I'm curious, is that part of your, like, opportunity as a athlete in today's era? Like, can Tausch and I get our number 24 jerseys? Do you get a cut of that?
Yeah, we get a little bit of that, I think. To be honest, I'm not too worried about all that stuff. But I mean, you could definitely find them somewhere.
What a classic media question! Right? Like, it's sitting here talking. You're paying it up. We're getting great work, and he's curious about the bookstore and what jersey. Come on, Jason. We're gonna finish with what are we gonna do in Muskego? You got a little time off, and Coach Fix. Everybody's taking a little break. What's going on in Muskego that we're going to be doing? You got camps? Is there anything you got going on?
I mean, this next week, I'll be just hanging out. But come January 20th, I want to say, I have a little charity event going down in Muskego, raising money for, you know, local kids, underprivileged kids. And then the following day, I got a youth camp going on that Sunday for the young Muskego kids.
Great.
So we'll get out in the community and have some fun and just enjoy it.
Jesse is going to come down as what he used to think was the most famous Muskegan. Is it Muskegonite? Muskegoian?
I don't know.
I couldn't even tell you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we appreciate your time. And the squat, how did we elevate from last year's squat fest?
We did. We definitely did.
You're getting stronger. Mm-hmm. Everything's rolling. And big things, big schedule. Are you excited about the fact Alabama's coming into town, Oregon? That's got to get you all juiced up, too.
I can't wait. It's great opportunities. I mean, we can go out there and, you know, prove to ourselves who we are and prove to the country who we are. So it's time to go.
You think we're kind of a sleeping dog?
No doubt.
I think nationally, this is going to be an interesting year. There's a lot of people not talking about Wisconsin like they have in the past, and I know I'm excited, and I'm certain you guys are too. Yeah. Hunter, appreciate your time, and thanks for coming over.
Definitely. Appreciate you guys.
That is the great Hunter Wohler, who I'm still now I might have to get a Ches Malusi jersey since Tausch threw me under the bus for my number 24 jersey question. Tausch, great opportunity for you to tell us about one of our other favorites aside from Hunter Wohler, and that is Quick Trip.
Oh, indeed. Quick Trip. You're heading down to Muskego. There's Quick Trips. You could pop in. And it's baseball season. You know, I'm going to be heading to baseball tournaments all over the place with my family. And, of course, plenty of tailgates to attend. And, you know, when you're doing that, you got to stock up on snacks and drinks for everything. And you know that's going to be at Quick Trip. And I'm going to use my Quick Rewards. You're not going to want to miss out on this deal. Head over to your local Quick Trip today, and you can purchase select Gatorade, Gator Lights, Gatorade Water, or Fast Twitch products using your Quick Rewards. And you're automatically entered to win a game day prize pack where you could win 4 tickets to a suite for the Brewers' July 21st game against Minnesota. And that's not all. You'd also be able to watch batting practice and even throw out the first pitch. Plus a $500 gift card to the team store and $500 Quick Trip gift card. Batting practice, gift cards, a view from the suites, and throwing out the first pitch just by grabbing some Gatorade. Get full contest details at quicktrip.com/sweepstakes. No purchase is necessary. Kind of miss it now. Now we're getting normal day and normal lighting. There's not, like, flashing red lights.
Yeah, I felt that you're, quite frankly, in addition to throwing me under the bus, you also, your energy's lower without the, because they just turn on the lights even though the weightlifting's not occurring.
About maybe there's a reason they do that at clubs. Gets everybody a little more cranked up. Yeah. I'll make sure I finish strong.
I'm sure you will. Whoa, Nelly, unless we get more guests that are better than having Jesse talk on the radio, is next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Squat Fest 2024 may be over, but Tausch is still there. Less...
Yeah, not
flashing,
as light,
red,
not, the lighting and everything else. It's, but we have the man. Is this, so Coach Collins, strength coach Brady Collins, is this something you've done everywhere you've been? Or it obviously the guys are hyped up and you get that part of it. When did you decide to start doing this, and how has it all went according to, is it what you were hoping for?
Yeah, it was.
And is your voice always this raspy?
My voice is always this way. You can ask my wife and kids. Yes, 100%. I think it started back in 2018. And, you know, I knew everybody I ever worked for kind of had, you know, some theme lists and stuff like that. And I always loved that. I've always been creative because you got to get the kids to enjoy coming in, one, every day, which I think we do a great job of that. But, you know, you got to have those moments that selfishly I hope, you know, 20 years from now when they're sitting around a campfire with their boys, like, dude, you remember that one year when Coach Brady had us doing this and that and that? Like, But, yeah, it started, I think, back in 2018 and, you know, with maybe caution tape and, like, one disco light or something like that. And then every year, just as a staff, I've challenged us to be, you know, bigger and better. And, you know, I always say this was the best one. And it was. This one's the best of the best. And I think it's everything. It's the production company that comes in. It's my staff. It's our interns, everything. But it's truly the kids, because I think last year, you know, everybody was excited about it. They've heard about it. You know, they saw videos. Then they experienced it, and they're like, holy cow. But this year, with the evolution of our team, you know, the additions we've had, you know, coaches, and just the whole evolution of a full year into this, and, you know, really your best players being your best leaders and your best workers setting the tone in everything that we do, it was unbelievable. I mean, it really was. The offense started the day, which selfishly they always do. I love my big O-linemen. They came in. They dominated. DB or the wideouts and all them did great too, but then, you know, the defense came in, they shut the door, and they brought some nasty heat, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it's not about, when Fick joined us, it's not about the numbers. It's about that camaraderie and pushing each other and fighting through adversity. And
yeah,
we had Chez on, and obviously his story is well known about competing, and that's the stuff that you look for, and you want that as the example for all the young guys.
Yeah, 100%. And actually today was the first day for our freshmen that just got here 3 weeks ago. It was their first day with the older guys.
Oh, welcome to the big time.
Yes, they're Badgers now, that's for sure. And they did a great job because, you know, I've been selfishly joking with them. Like, I'm like, guys, yeah, I'm developing you now to prepare you to, you know, do what it is you got to do in the fall. But selfishly, I'm also preparing you for the older guys because they're gonna eat you up. Mm-hmm. But it is, you know, you're gonna come in, you're gonna have fun, you're gonna do hard things, and there's gonna be a moment, there's gonna be that point, whenever it is, it could be at the squat rack, it could be at any of the stations in the finisher, where you want to give in, and that happens every day in life. It happens on the football field. It happens all the time. And so, you know, that's our whole thing is I'm gonna develop their bodies to be the best. That's the easiest thing I can do. It's their hearts and their minds.
Yep.
And then realizing that they can't do it alone. It takes all 11 guys on offense, all 11 guys on defense, special teams, really the entire locker room. And I think what was really cool is, you know, last year I'm the one talking the most and during the finisher or whatnot or at each station trying to get this guy going. You look around today and it's like if anybody had a moment of, like, you know, weakness, one of the dudes was on him.
Mm-hmm.
And loving him up and getting him through it. And so it was awesome.
That's what you're looking for, is to have your players lead it. And so a little birdie told me, you got 18 guys that are running 20 miles an hour plus. Is it more than that?
It's more than that, yeah.
Okay, it's so how many do we have now? And so how do you monitor that? Is that something you start in when the guys get back after the season and you kind of want to see this progression? Or what's that? Why is that important to you?
Yeah, I mean, well, one, speed is huge in this game, right? At every position, like even at O-line, it is. You got to have speed to power. You're not looking for top-end speed because you shouldn't be doing that. Even I mess with them all the time. I said the only time you should really take off more than 20 yards is because you're going to celebrate with Chez or one of the boys down there in the end zone. But, you know, we track them every single day in every, you know, running, conditioning that we do in practice, in games. And obviously in games, are you really going to hit 20 miles an hour? If so, it's from a long run,
mm-hmm.
a big touchdown pass, God forbid a DB that's chasing someone or making an effort play on defense. And, you know, I think that was a big push for myself, especially going into this year, was, you know, taking all that new sports science and, you know, velocity-based training, molding it with my old school ways of just adding more weight.
Progressively. Has that been tough for you? Because
it was a challenge. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
you have the old school mentality where you want, but you have all these new fun tools that are great ways to monitor. That has to be fun to kind of try to figure out what that balance should be.
It is, and that's honestly where I'm blessed with my staff, because, you know, they know for sure what I want. They know every single day what I truly want out of this lift, and that's to push heavy weight, to move it fast, to run hard, to run fast, to train hard, to exhaust all resources. But they're always making me better as well. You know, hey, coach, how about we try this? How about we try this? And it's like, all right. And then I try it, and I'm like, okay, I liked it. And it is. And we got a lot of speed demons here, and it's not just the wideouts and DBs. They're everywhere. I mean, you know, John Pius is running 20-plus miles an hour. I was telling someone, you know, Big Earn Willer, I never run the big guys more than 20 yards. And he was like, coach, let me run a 40. I was like, all right, you look good. You could do it. And he ran a 4.9, and he hit 20 miles an hour at 275 pounds.
Dang.
Like, all right, that's pretty good. So, and then also the biggest thing for us, it's competitive, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody wants to be fast. Everybody wants to win. And I get that. And I tell the kids all the time, run your race. Because, yeah, we're going to call out the winner, and we're going to celebrate. Oh, that's cool. Okay, but you still got to run as fast as you can to get yourself better. And I think guys have really embraced that even more this year, and that's why we're seeing so many of those great numbers.
Talking with Badgers strength coach Brady Collins on Wilde and Tausch. All right, for those of you watching on the video stream, you see that Brady's got a hoodie on that says pain across the front. I love that hoodie. Do I have to earn one of those, or can I just get my hands on it? Because I'm definitely not earning.
Yeah, you got to earn this, man. Anything in this program, you got to earn. This is Coach Mitchell. This is Coach Mitchell's baby. It's a big part of their special teams, but, you know, it's seeped throughout our whole program. The guys mess with me. I wear it every Friday because there's going to be pain. There's pain every day, but Friday, there's going to be a hell of a lot of pain.
Well, and then let me ask you this then, because Tausch also mentioned your voice, which I know you're toned down because you're on the radio. I envision you, though, when someone's like on that last rep on the bench to get it up. I kind of envision you like Hulk Hogan, like, come on, brother. Give it all you got, brother.
Come on, you got it, brother. Yeah. Oh, so, yeah. So or it could be like the guy from, what's that one where he's like, everything you got, get it up.
So all right. Envision me, which is not anything fun for anyone, but I'm doing my last rep and I'm struggling to get it onto the rack. How are you getting me fired up? Can you give us a glimpse into your coaching style by helping me get that last bench rep up before I run out of steam?
Well, I'm definitely going to give you a two slap, one right here on this chest, one right there. And then the boys around you, they might get your neck, they might get your leg, because anytime you get slapped, it's like a shock, right? You get like angry, and like all your muscles tense up, and you go to another place. So I would say you're going to get two slaps from me. You're going to get a great lift off, and then all the boys are going to juice you up, and you're going to find a way because you're going to feed off of them. And that's what we do with every exercise, every run, anything. It's never me. It's never my staff. It's the boys. The boys in the locker room, they do everything.
Well, all right, brother. So let me ask you this before Tausch takes over again. We were talking earlier with Coach Fickell and with Hunter Wohler. You know, every year now there's a lot more turnover in a college football program than there was years past, right, before the transfer portal. So from a strength and conditioning standpoint, you're getting guys, you know, some are coming from schools that maybe don't have as an elite level of a program as you guys do. Others maybe are coming from a place that just did things differently. From your perspective in the weight room, what are the challenges of these changes in the roster and getting guys to understand the Wisconsin way in that room?
Yeah, I think, you know, and I probably sound like a broken record, but it still is. It's the locker room. It's those guys in that room. And that's what I think I'm so proud and impressed of is, you know, Jake Chaney, with all the guys added into his room, the you know, competition. Chaney feeds off that. He doesn't want to be average. He wants to be the best. So bringing in more guys to make him better, to make the team better, he feeds off that. Darryl Peterson in the outside linebacker room, Aaron Witt, all these guys coming, like, they embrace that. And then twofolds, the kids that we brought in, they embrace that. We're not bringing in, you know, kids just to bring them in. Like, we're bringing in the right ones, the ones that have that edge. They have that grit. They want to be trained hard. And, you know, I always tell them it's no disrespect to wherever you came from because everybody trains differently, and that's fine. You know, everybody benches, squats, runs, deadlifts, maybe they Olympic lift, whatever it is. You know, it's not what you do. It's why you do it and who you do it with. And I think that's what separates what we do than anybody in the country. And that can sound biased, but it's just, and it's not me, it's not my staff, it's the boys. Like, I'm just fortunate. I run the workouts. I have a whistle, all my staff, we, you know, we coach them up, we do all that stuff. We're not out on the field with them, you know what I mean? I'm on the sideline cheering them on. That's my greatest moment, is just watching the kids do what it is they love to do. But they got to learn to rely on each other, to bleed for one another, to not let them down, to build them up, and always be there for them, be accountable. So, yeah, it's just, it's kind of a, you know, a fun way of, you know, getting to know the kid. Obviously, one is through relationships. The only way you can truly develop people, young men especially, is to develop relationships with them, because, you know, they don't care how much you know, it's how much you care. So once they realize that, you know, then they're willing to run through a brick wall for you. And I think, again, that starts with the guys in their room, their unit rooms, defense, offense, and the locker room first.
So, Brady, how much growth have you seen from your first squat fest to your second? Just not only from the physical side of it, but just the mental side. Because our fans, the people that are listening to the show, are wondering, well, how is this team going to be? how much better positioned are we compared to where we were at this time last year?
Yeah, I mean, and again, I could always sound biased. We're always going to win every game. That's how I feel. I mean, because I love these boys, and they work so hard. But I think, as we found out last year, it doesn't guarantee you anything. Mm-hmm. I mean, winning in college football is extremely hard. I don't care what level. I don't care high school. You name it. It's hard, right? In turn, life's even harder. So getting these guys to fight through adversity, which, I mean, let's face it, we had to go through a lot last year, but we didn't know what we had until we ultimately played a game and went through adversity. And what did we find the most last year? We found our dudes. We found our leaders, our real guys that when things do hit the fan, they know how to respond. And they didn't take it lightly, right? We saw last year, near the end of the year, some guys step up. And mm-hmm. I think that was the big push for us. That was when all the lights came on. That's when, if I was a young guy, an older guy, I was like, oh, man, yeah, this is real. And, you know, again, still developing the relationships and building them and getting them to, you know, fully understand that as hard as we work, it doesn't guarantee us anything. But I genuinely feel awesome at the place we're in right now. Our bodies are great. Our hearts are great. Our minds are great. Our, you know, togetherness is so much different than it was last year. And that's not a knock on anybody that's not here. It's the evolution,
yep.
Right? And, I tell them all the time, the team that's the tightest, team that plays the toughest, they're going to win.
Oh, man, we are excited. Thanks for inviting us in to watch Squat Fest and another year. The excitement level is building. We cannot wait for September. Thanks, yes. Coach.
Thank you, bud.
You bet. Good to see you.
You too.
That is Brady Collins. I'll be watching my mailbox for my pain hoodie. We do need to get to our Feel Good Friday painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints coming up. And Jesse needs to pull our winner for trivia. That's also left in the program. We will do that coming up. Tausch, tell us one more time about your love of Coors Light.
Coors Light. Oh, boy. Isn't it nice? You get done with a long, hard workout.
Oh, I can't wait.
And you just crack open a Coors Light. Brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged. So it's made to chill. And when you get done, man, there's nothing better. You get that Blue Mountains. Oh, fantastic. That's why it's Coors Light. When I need a moment to chill, celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We close out the week with Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. Stick around. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Watch every ESPN Madison show live every day. Subscribe to ESPN Madison on YouTube for live video of every show and exclusive content. Just search ESPN Madison.
For Feel Good Friday, painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints. I'll start because today at Summerfest, from 4 to 6 at the Gruber Law Office courts, Wisconsin, UW-Milwaukee, UW-Green Bay, and Marquette will all be competing in the Alumni Charity Challenge. Presented by Gruber Law Offices and GKB. It's a great thing that we do every year. Marquette is playing for the Ability Center. UW-Green Bay playing for Make-A-Wish. UW-Milwaukee playing for the Autism Society of Southeastern Wisconsin. And our Badgers playing for Guarding Against Cancer, which, of course, supports the Carbone Cancer Center and everything at UW. No matter where you went to school, no matter which team you're cheering for, I'm a little disappointed that the Badgers haven't upgraded and Ben Brust is still in their lineup, but it is for a great cause. And so we're excited for that later today. We look forward to that. That's my Feel Good Friday painted by Hallman Lindsay Paints.
Taking shots in Feel Good Friday.
Yeah, we usually don't take shots in. We'll take shots all day long, but Benny has done a great job with that. And by the way, I think he's won it, right, and brought that money into Guarding Against Cancer.
Joke with him on his show. Just wanted to be consistent.
Very harsh. That's all we're saying. All right, Jesse, what do you got?
I'm going to draw a trivia winner here in a second, but while I do, I'll tell you my Feel Good Friday. John Anderson, friend of show. He was a cousin sub about a month ago when Tausch was on one of his sabbaticals hosting his final Sports Center tonight. Our Wisconsin's own John Anderson, what a run.
End of an era. That kind of makes me sad.
Center.
That's the end of an era.
He and Steve Levy, 10 o'clock
they were
tonight.
Fun.
Yeah, it's going to be good. I will be tuned in, even though we're going up north. Congratulations to Jeff in a beer truck, our trivia winner.
JBT.
Well, right. We knew Clem wasn't winning after that.
The odds were against Clem after that whole debacle.
Take that, Clem.
Tausch, your closing thoughts from Squat Fest.
Yeah, really a fun day. Great. I think one of those events that when you have all these guys on, it's a bonding deal. It's not about how much squatting and everything else. It's about the team and building it up. And today was a big day for the program, and we're very appreciative that the guys let us come down here, and a lot of fun for us.
All right. Well, we appreciate you going through that. We appreciate everyone that joined us, from Ches Malusi and Hunter Woller to Coach Fickle and Brady, who are all great. That's it for us today. We will do it again next week. Have a great weekend. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.